Good morning, good morning, good morning. Lisa here. This is Lisa 6 and 3, and here is God's strength for you and me this day. Our scripture reading is coming from 1 Peter 1 and 17. I'm going to move around a little bit in that reading this morning. Starting at 17. And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout the time of your stay here in fear, in reverence of God, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold. Be mindful of the price that was paid for you. It wasn't silver, nor was it gold. Let's jump to 19. But it was paid with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He, indeed, was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who through Jesus believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and your hope is in God. Are in God. It says your faith and hope are in God. I woke up this morning just thinking about salvation. I woke up this morning thinking about the price that Christ paid. And you know, the Holy Spirit led me to 1 Peter 1. When it says that the price that was paid was not silver, nor was it gold. Those things will fade over time. But it was paid with the precious blood of Christ, the Almighty One. He was ordained for this. He was born for this. He was born to be paid for our sin. Can you imagine as a parent getting a phone call from the kidnapper, the one that took your child out of the grocery store and said, hey, I want $1 million for this child. How much is this child worth to you? Are you willing to give me $1 million for your child? The sin that we were creating, that we were, you know, in, God said they would never be connected to me again unless a price is paid. So let me bring someone who is able to withstand and pay the price for your sin. To get my children back. To get my children back. I need a ransom. So Jesus came as that ransom. Today's strength. When you go about your day today, think about that price, not silver or gold, not silver nor gold, but the precious blood of Christ, the Almighty One. He paid the price for us to have eternal life with his blood. Whew, that's a good word. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Now, this has been Lisa with Lisa 6 and 3. You go make it a wonderful day, and I'll see you tomorrow morning. Be blessed.